Excellent. All right. Good evening. How you guys doing? Good. Well, we have had fun. It's been awesome. God's been good. I mean, I just feel wrecked personally. Thank you for those prayers. I look forward to seeing what God's going to do tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love, Lord, and how you just bring such a refreshing wind, just a refreshing place of healing and life, Lord, to us. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you in that. Yes, God, you're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to come down and see you. Is that okay? That's awesome. What's your name, buddy? Nathan, I'm Jamie. Nice to meet you. Are you here by yourself, or you got a group of people here? Oh, yeah, you're with her? Okay, awesome. What's your name? Valerie. Are you two boyfriend, girlfriend, friends? Yeah? Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to bless you two. I feel like there is an important blessing coming upon you specifically, bud. And you got a, you know, there's some things, I feel like there's some things circling around in your mind and some things that you're trying to get closure on even, and trying to, you're trying to figure out which way is the way forward. And, you know, you've got a lot of different ideas, and I see them, I see brilliant ideas. I see heavenly ideas on you, and I see God ideas, and they're in an abundance. And you have some things that I feel like God's going to begin to put pen to paper and even technology that is on your life that you're going to begin to see come about because of some of these ideas. And there's some funds and some resources that are going to come about because of these ideas. And it is going to open up doors to you. It is going to open up doors for you to begin to step into a place where your, some of the creativity that you've been carrying for a long time is going to come about and really impact people in a unique way. I feel like there's design on your life. There's unique design. There's something to bring even just an interesting and unique design for people's perspectives to be made plain on paper. And you're going to make some things that are hard very simple for people in the days ahead and help them discover almost like blueprints and discover the blueprints, the way to build and how to build what it is. And how to scale the thing that you have in your heart. And so you're going to bring things to scale. And I just see like 100x applied to what it is that you're doing. And so I bless that God's going to provide the resources that you need to scale the thing. There's online things that you're building. There's online components that you're building. And almost like you're the modules and some kind of thing to add to what people already have in their business. And I see you helping and bringing alongside of them almost like a new branch and a new development, and so that they could get into almost like a web development stage of their career and their business. And so I see the Lord beginning to reach out, touch beyond the four walls and beyond even the four walls of business and into a place online, and it's going to be good. I also saw digital currency on you, and there's something, you know, Bitcoin is a big craze now, and I don't know if you're a hodler, but I just feel like there's something for digital currency and a digital revolution and currency that's going to come to you and begin to chart new course and new territory there. And so I'll bless that, man. Come on. Is that okay? Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yay. And what was your name again? I did. Valerie, okay. And Valerie, you know, the God's hand is on you to protect you. And I saw like divine protection when you're a child, and that God had protected you. And it was like a spirit of rescue on you, to rescue you from trouble, rescue you from difficult situations that would try to sabotage you and sabotage your destiny. And I don't know if it was a fire, but I see like, you know, someone being pulled from a fire, like you were pulled from a fire, pulled from what, just try to, you know, burn the house down. And God had rescued you, delivered you, and because there is really something special on you, unique for you. Even I feel like to rescue, I see, you know, there's a baby Moses is the picture I'm getting. And when baby Moses was about to actually be slaughtered, and the rescue that happened for baby Moses, I feel like you're going to be rescuing these baby Moseses, and that have really been disregarded because not because they're not cared for, but because the safety issues of certain places and certain spaces. And so I bless you to do this because God's going to back you up, and it's going to be awesome. And I feel like you also have in you the creative arts, and you have in you like there is drama. There's something. I'm not talking about your you know, you're prone to drama. I'm talking about you have drama in you, that there's dramas in you that God that you're going to begin to create and write and help people discover. And so it's stories. It's like stories in you, and play and plays and theater and these type of different things. And so I bless the creativity in you, and it's going to be awesome, Valerie. That's awesome. Come on, isn't that good? Yeah, bless you too. All right. Now, when I shook your hand, did you have a arm that needed healed? Is your left arm?
It's my right.
It's your right? Okay.
My right shoulder is my arm.
You're right. Okay. Lord, we just thank you for your presence to heal. Let your healing come right now. Do you play tennis?
No, I should not.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was tennis elbow or something wrong, something with sports or sports related at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but no, I don't play sports.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see. But Father, we just thank you for your presence to heal her from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet. Let your presence come. I bless her in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Amen. Come on. Let's celebrate God for that. Just move your arm around. How's it now?
It feels good.
Okay, cool. That's cool. It's awesome. Yeah. Now, I'm just, what's your name?
Janet.
Janet. Awesome. You have, you know, there's, I see the light of God on you. I see, you know, just God's presence upon you. And I'm getting this about, you know, that speak to her, declare to her, her warfare season has ended. You know, it's like the time of warfare is over. And specifically, what came against you almost like in your mouth or in your tongue. And I don't know if you've dealt with something that you need healing of or anything like that. Does that make sense at all?
I'm just needing healing in my spine.
Your spine.
But probably,
yeah.
You know, I speak what I think, and sometimes I need to check that.
Let's pray for your spine. Lord, we just thank you for complete healing of her spine. In Jesus' name, Lord, from the top of her head down the soles of her feet, let your presence come. Let healing come. I declare alignment over your spine. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for releasing her from the pain, the trauma, and bringing her into complete healing in Jesus' name. We thank you for that right now, Lord. Thank you. Did you always grow up in Texas, or by chance were you in Florida?
California.
Okay. Way off. I'm way off. Yeah, I just...
Texas, I was born and raised.
You're born and raised in Texas. Yeah. Okay. And I just see, yeah, I just see like some things that you've picked up along the way that, you know, but now the season of settling in and settling down is here, and you just got a lot of things that God's gonna do, and almost as if you'd had to drill deep and in times past to get to the core of what it is that God has for you, and you just made do, you made ends meet, and you made things happen, and but this is a time and a season where God's blessing is going to increase. It's going to increase you in a safe place, a safe space for you, for your family, and I just see these little. Like little blessings coming your way and little increases coming your way that are going to be little signs to you because you have fought the good fight and had to endure almost like a legal trial. And it's like the Lord is going to bring back almost lost income or lost back pay from these things that you had an injustice about, and God wants to begin to bring back the back pay that has to do with the 401k and other areas of interest that belong to you. And so you're going to see the Lord begin to recoup what was lost or what was taken, some kind of corporate fallout. And I feel like God is bringing back to you things from a corporate fallout that were lost, that were like papers or things that were in your name and bonds in your name. And so I feel like you're going to begin to see this. God's hand is going to be to bring this back, and it's going to be good. And you have inheritance here. You have inheritance in this land. You're sowing into the next generation of inheritance. And you're just saying, yes, God. Some of the things that you're believing God for spiritually, I feel like financially, you're going to see the windfall, and it's going to be in your name. And so I bless that in Jesus' name. Come on. Isn't that good? Yeah. God bless you. Yes. Awesome. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited.
Yeah? Come on. That's awesome. Now, did you have heart trouble? Did you have any heart? Yeah, okay. And what was it, a bypass or? Quad bypass, okay. And they also, you need a healing in your ear? Is your hearing?
I need it.
You need healing in both of your ears?
Yeah.
Heart of healing. Okay. Lord, we just thank you for your healing presence, Lord, from the top of his head down the soles of his feet. We bless him, Lord. Lord, why are you talking about that? Why do you want to talk about that, Lord? What's the thing? Yeah, you know, some things go right and some things go wrong. And I feel like what was supposed to be fixed didn't go all the way, and there's a fix that God's bringing your way, and he's going to fix what was broken, and even in the process of the surgery that was broken, and you're going to begin to get back some things from the process of the surgery that were broken. And but this is a time to lift your head up, because there's some things for you to see with your heart. I feel like God wants you to see with your heart and see through your heart the eyes the eyes of his love, the eyes of his goodness. And so you're going to, I just see you, there's a, almost like you're in a mourning time. And I don't know if that is meaning mourning, like as in weeping, or meaning mourning as in like you're getting up in the morning and mourning. Yeah, I feel, and because I saw you early this morning get up, and it was like a walk in the park or a walk in the mist of the day. And you're just like grieving and going, you know, there's something more, God. There's something, what else is there? And the Lord's visiting you in that place, and he wants to continue to visit you in that place and speak to you. And there's going to be some things, almost like I see trees, and I see God planting you like a firm, like a cedar in Lebanon, firm, and trees around you. Trees are in community. You know that? And you've got all these branches that you're reaching out and seeing your family grow. You're seeing your kids grow. And length of life is coming to you. And you're going to see them coming to the spotlight, coming to the shine of what it is that you've been praying for, just believing God for. And he's going to be with you. Now, I'm getting the word semper fi. Is that you? Does that make sense to you?
Semper fi?
Yeah.
Marine.
Were you a Marine?
No, my grandkids are.
Okay. Several of them are Marines. And those are the branches. That's why seeing that. Those are the branches. Those are the kiddos. And I saw the like a tattoo of a tree, and I see God beginning to pour out on them protection, safety, and really opportunities that are going to blow your mind. And so it's going to be a fun time. I feel like Christmas is important for you guys. And it's time this year, this Christmas is going to be incredibly blessed. And a faith, he's putting a crown on you. He's putting a crowning moment on your life. And he's beginning to set you apart, designate some things for you in safety and in health and in good times. And I see God providing just a place for you to practice, a place for you to do what it is that you've been called to do. And I don't know why, but I'm seeing like a strawberry patch, and I'm seeing fruit, and either this is parabolic or it's literal. Is it parabolic? Okay. And so there's fruit in your life that's going to come, and you're gonna see abundance of fruit in this time, and it's going to be good. And so I bless that in you in Jesus' name. The other thing, did you ever get or one of your kids Bell's palsy? Or a palsy? Who is that one of your?
No.
No. Is there someone here that has a Bell's palsy? You have a palsy? He does? Man, let's get him on the phone. Can we get him on the phone? Is he on right now? God's going to heal him. Is there anybody else that has a palsy in here? Because we're going to see a healing. This is
going to
be awesome. Has he? Okay. Man, I just bless both of you in this amazing time in your life. I bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what's his name?
Trey.
Trey. All right, Lord, we thank you for Trey.
Speakerphone with the preacher. All right, so he just called you out. Listen, just listen. Shush, shush, shush. I need you to listen. Chill. Listen. Okay.
Okay. No swearing, Trey.
Can you hear him?
Hey, Trey, you're on the microphone, and I got you, man. This is Jamie. I'm gonna pray for you. I heard you have a palsy.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to see the Holy Spirit heal you. And bring healing to your life. Can you look in the mirror? Do you have the ability to look in the mirror? Okay. Now, Lord, I just ask right now that you would heal Trey in his face, Lord, in his brain, Lord, in the nerves, in his face. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you're making everything correct and bringing to life those things that have been dead, the nerves that have failed, and we ask that you would heal them now, immediately, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What are you feeling, Trey? What do you see?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're... Now, do you see yourself in the mirror? Is there anything changing in your face?
No.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for restoring feeling back to his face in the name of Jesus, complete healing, and I command all the headaches to go, Lord. I command all the pain to leave his brain. All the migraines go in Jesus' name. I speak healing over your eyes. I speak healing over your ears. I speak healing over your muscle, the nerves, and the tissue. Restore, be regenerated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do you feel anything happening?
No. Okay.
Do you see anything in the mirror by chance?
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, that is actually changing. That's shifting.
No.
Okay. We're going to pray again, man. Lord, we just thank you for Trey, Lord. Thank you for his faith, complete restoration of his life. And I even prophesy over you, Trey, that things are getting back into alignment in you. And the things, this was an injustice. And this is not something that you deserve. In fact, God's going to begin to get back what was lost in the midst of this time. And you're going to see, I see an honor and a glory coming upon you. I see God crowning you with honor, and he's lifting you up, and he's setting you on a high place. After this thing is all healed, you're going to see God return to you with a sevenfold restoration. Things that were lost are taken from you in this time. And I bless you, Trey, to experience God's goodness. You'll even have dreams and a visitation. And I see God's hand on you to do this. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. Anything changing right now? Anything shifting or a feeling that you're having? Any tingling in your face at all?
I don't really feel a different... I mean, obviously my Bell's palsy has cleared, but I do have kind of like a... I mean, obviously, my eyesight's not the best, as it used to be, but...
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I guess one of my eyes always seemed to be a little bit squintier than the other. I don't know if...
And is that happening right now?
No.
So is that different than it was before?
Yes.
Come on, Lord. We thank you for that, Jesus. Lord, everything... Lord, that's just the beginning. Everything that is, yeah, and you have.
He has Crohn's real bad.
Your fiance said you have Crohn's real bad. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you that you remove the Crohn's from his body, and you bring total healing over him in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that right now, Lord. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Trey, are you on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, did you have anything try to, I see like a picture, almost like at birth, that there was there any complications in your birth or when you were a baby, like an infant?
No.
Okay. I feel like it's time to bless you and bless your life just from, even from the infancy stage. So I bless you. I don't know what that means, but I bless you, man. And I'm willing to step out and risk and just bless you that you would receive the blessing that was intended for you all your life, the health that was intended for you all your life, and that no harm would come near you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to hand you back to your fiance Amen. Now, buddy. Bless you, man. Thanks so much for hanging in there.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You've been praying for that?
Yeah, so I can give you a little background. He did have the Bell's palsy. What had happened is that he laid down one day and he thought he was having a stroke. This wasn't that long ago. So he did have it. What happened was we thought, he's like, something's wrong. He called the doctor. He's like, you need to get in here. And as soon as he got there, they were like, if you wouldn't have got in here, something was going to happen. So anyways, the Bell's palsy was there. He was having all the head stuff. Like today, he was complaining. Like yesterday, he's like, I'm just dizzy. He's like, you know, I just feel like my face, he's like, it's, I look in the mirror and sometimes it's drooping. And he's like, I think I'm just dreaming it up. And I'm like, no, you know that it can come and go, which it does. And so that's what the doctors will say. It comes and goes and, you know, can go on its own. And so he's been upset and, you know, cause he's dealing with all the health and the infusions and and I kept telling him, I was like, Trey, you need to know that God is bigger than all this because like I was telling them, I'm from the Brownsville Revival. Steve Hill, John Kilpatrick, we've seen some stuff. So I told him, I said, God is bigger, honey, and you need to just literally, the doctors are blessed, yes, but God is going to just override all that.
Come on, that's awesome.
And then you brought it up, which is really, yeah, really cool.
Come on. Well, we thank you for stepping out. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, what's your name? Shannon. Shannon, I just saw God... He's re-energizing you in this time. And any fatigue on your body is coming off of you. And I feel like you've been in a sick bed of fatigue. And your adrenal functions have been failing. But God's bringing healing to you. And you're going to begin to see, and I don't know if it's a digestive tract issue, but God's healing you. Okay. And so, Father, right now, we just thank you for the healing. Lord, her spine, just completely heal her spine right now. There it is. More, Lord. More, Lord. Move your back around. Let me see. Come on. Wow. All right. Move your back around. Move your back around. How's that feel now?
I'm sure I feel fine.
You feel fine? Did you feel fine before? No. That's amazing. Wow, that is incredible. That's incredible. Who's this? Hey, James. Nice to meet you, man. Oh, you're the son. Okay. That's awesome. And you're the moon. You're the sun, the moon. So, awesome, James. That's awesome, man. Now, James, do you have any desire to teach? Is that in you? Have you thought about teaching at all? Have you thought about writing in curriculum? Okay. And there's some things with you for writing, but it's writing for curriculum. And, I just see the Lord giving you these ideas to help kids and help them even understand finance. And I see them beginning to get almost like games and curriculum to bring them into something that's going to increase their ability to do finance and do it from just a blessed perspective. And so I see real estate on your life too. And I see you're going to begin to get an understanding of how to invest and how to make things happen in the realm of real estate. I see land is on you, land, and you're going to learn how to flip land, and you're going to learn how to develop land. And so I'll bless that, man. Come on, isn't that good? Yes, that's good. Man, bless you. Your neck hurts? Lord, just completely heal. Heal her neck, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Come on. Isn't that fun? I love it. How you guys doing over here? I like it. Yeah. You look like you're really ready for something. That's good. That's awesome. You know, I feel this is a time for launch, and you're in the time to launch out into a new place. And I see homes. I see a launch into decoration. I see a launch into interior design. I see a launch into some things that you've thought about, in regard to like fabrics and different things in regard to fabrics and how they're going to tapestries for people's homes and tapestries that are going to be that are going to be laid out in people's homes, almost just these beautiful tapestries. And so I bless that in you, and I bless the launch time that you have on your life right now, and some things that almost like I see you crunching numbers and trying to figure out numbers and figures, but you're really called to this creative realm and a realm of creativity that is just waiting to be awakened, waiting to come forth. And so you're going to start to see some things, and it's just that, like, keep dreaming, keep believing. In fact, dreams are on you, and dreams, there is a significant way that God speaks to you. And I see you're going to begin to get more and more understanding of your dreams, more and more interpretation in your skill for interpretation. And, even setbacks that have come against you are really going to be comebacks. You're going to start to see the comeback, and you're going to start to see the things that God has prepared for you. I don't know if you had headaches or something like hit you in the forehead or hit. I just feel like things that have tried to knock you out and knock you down that were illegitimate. They just didn't matter. It didn't make sense. God's defending you and keeping you. And it's going to be a time where you're going to see the hope, the helmet of salvation, the hope of salvation. Hope is on you, and it's time to hope. It's time to hope against hope and to have faith and hope and love. And so I bless you in that in Jesus' name. Come on, isn't that good? Yeah. Now, what's your name?
Stan.
Stan and Janelle. And Stan and Janelle, I feel, this time in your life is about, I see buying and selling. I see there's a time to buy and there's a time to sell. And I'm getting that, you know, buy low, sell high. You know, and there's times where you buy low, you sell high, and then these times you buy high and sell higher. And I feel like you guys are going to see the market that you're in is like God's lifting the cap, and that you can hit the marketplace and you can begin to touch people and impact people. And I feel like the next generation is waiting for the baton, and you're going to begin to see the next generation begin to receive the baton from you. And it's going to be a multi-generational move for you guys, for your family, for things that you're preparing and believing God for. And I see increase of time. I see increase just a family. I see increase around you to begin to see what you've been believing for such a time as this. And I'm seeing this movie, Somewhere in Time. Do you remember that movie, Somewhere in Time, Christopher Reeves? And it's like he went back in time because he fell in love. And I feel like this is a time to go back to your first love. Go back to that place where you met and began to see the love of God in your family, the love of God in your life. And God's kiss is going to come upon you guys in this time. And it's going to be the love of God, the kiss of God. And for you, I feel like for you that you've been in a season of brothers. And brothers are going to come around you and lift your arms up and lift your head up and speak to you like you're an older brother and say that they're looking up to you. They're just championing you. They're cheering you on and saying, you've got this and you're going to win. And this is a winning season for you. And your brothers are going to recognize this, almost like the Joseph, he was recognized in his brothers, and they saw that he had fought the good fight, that he had endured and overcome so much, and that it really was God's gift on his life. And so there's been gifts on you and waiting to be released, waiting to manifest, waiting to be awakened. And I feel this is a time where you're going to see that. And you've got this incredible passion, even for, I see, do you guys have a daughter? Four daughters, okay. And like I saw passion for your daughters. I saw like that, man, I just want to see them come into all that they're called to be and see them begin to experience all that they're called. And there is this longing for your daughters to experience all the goodness that you had prepared for them for a long time. And there's going to be, I feel like in the littlest one, the youngest one, there's going to be some suddenlies and some breakthroughs in her life in this time, and some things that you're believing for her to get in regard to opportunity, in regard to merit, to things that she's worked hard for and even overcome. And there's been things that she's had to overcome and fight for to be in the place that she's at. And you're going to see that she's going to rise and shine. She's going to, this is her hour. This is her moment. And she's going to rise and shine. And so I bless her in that. What's her name?
Elizabeth.
Lord, we just thank you for Elizabeth. We thank you that she is carrying something in this time. And it's going, it's the gift of God within her. She's conceived. I see it. She's almost in the spirit like she's pregnant with something. And so, God, we bless Elizabeth to carry and to see this thing come all the way in Jesus' name. Yeah, that's going to be good. And I just feel like for you, ma'am, that this is you're getting past just light coffee talk to really heart issues with people. And you're reaching out. You want to see them get healed. You want to see them get whole in their heart. And there's some training that you're going through to see this happen. And God's going to back you up. And I see you're going to help people become just like a metamorphosis in their life. And I see past coaching, past consulting. But this is a time to bring healing. And this is a time for wholeness to take place. And so I bless that in Jesus' name. Yeah, the gift of God, the gift of healing on you, that's recognized. Amen. That's good. Yes. Wow. Thank you, Lord. What's your name, bud?
Richard.
Richard. Awesome. You look concerned when you said your name. Yeah. What's your name? It's Richard. Think. That's awesome. You know, Richard, I feel some things that you've given up are coming back to you. And some things that you want to see, almost there's so many hats that you could wear and so many different facets that you could dive into, things that you have in you that you could release and even just go roads that you could go down and that God would be with you in. And the blessing of God would follow you. The goodness of God would follow you. The mercy of God would follow you. And but I'm getting this almost like you've got, you know, the right brain and the left brain cooking. And the ability to tap into creativity and song and the arts. But you also have this analytical mind. And you have the ability to examine things research. And your research time that's on you right now is going to lead to some massive discoveries. And I feel like you're going to make some findings that are going to begin, even in the fall, there's some things that you're going to step into in your research and in your findings that God is going to begin to highlight to you just how important these things are. And I feel a team around you, and I see almost like, I see, you know, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, and it's like this picture of this team around you that can just do crazy stuff, but have fun while they're doing it. And so you're going to have fun while you're doing what you're doing, and there's going to be some discoveries there. I see... open doors to universities. I see open doors to labs and to technology. And you're going to see that God is going to begin to give you the free time that you need. And it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be. And I also saw something out of Silicon Valley and something to do with DNA and something to do with the marriage of that and technology. And so I don't know what that means, but the Lord will make it make sense. And so I bless you, man. I bless the goodness of God on you. And it's like, don't forget to have fun. Don't forget to, you know, to be yourself. And you know, some nights you just got to get out and do karaoke and just, you know, just go have fun. But and God delights in that. God delights in you just being you and experiencing His goodness in that way. And so He's going to be with you. Amen. Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's awesome. I like it. What's your name?
Danielle.
Awesome. Danielle, you have a breakthrough on you. Yeah. And, you know, this has been a good time. It's like almost like a good month. And some new things are happening. And it's a shift season for you and almost like a new space in a new place. And God's settling you down into a new space. He's bringing you into a sure place where you go, man, I feel secure. This is right. It makes sense. And but you're still carrying a burden on you. I see like you're carrying. I don't know if you have a sister. You have a brother, and yeah, I think it's like your family. You're caring for your family. You're carrying like this burden, almost like a man. I need to see them again, or I need to see them get what you know. I need to see those days again. And God's going to begin to give you days and times with them. And there's going to be just a unique connection going forward that is going to really bring some joy to your heart and bring some healing to your family and bring some newness of life to your family. And so I just see the word tribe, you know, and like you're a tribe, you have your own unique ways of communicating and your own unique ways of saying this or saying that. And it's always like an inner, you know, like a joke that only you would know. But you're going to see that there's a divine destiny, a unique destiny for your family that you're carrying. Like you're at the tip of the spear for that. And you're gonna pray them in. You're gonna pray them into the things that God has called them to, and you're gonna see their unique call, their unique destiny come about, and it's gonna be good. Man, I just see. I see writings. I see journal, like journalism and but this is not, this is going to be published, not like in, it's not like a magazine, like a normal magazine. It's almost like there's going to be publishings. There's going to be articles. There's going to be journalism. There's going to be things that you're going to write about that's going to be fascinating, intriguing about the future. And about things for the future. And so I don't know what that means, but I feel like there's also some things for you in regard to pop culture and understanding pop culture and understanding fashion and food and just different things with your writings and really interviews. I see interviews on you, and I see you taking people through just in a moment with a moment of discovery. And so people are going to be blessed because of the joy that you have in you and the joy of discovery that they're going to watch. And so I bless that in you. Isn't that good? Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. All right, now, do you have a family? In your family, is a lawyer? Is there a lawyer in your family? No. Who is there a lawyer here? I'm getting this word lawyer. You're a lawyer? Okay. I need a good lawyer. Awesome, man. What are you? A criminal defense?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I do administrative law.
Administrative law. Awesome. You work for the government. Oh, that's too bad. I'm just kidding. You're awesome. Okay. I want to bless you, man. I feel like the blessing of God is coming to you. And this is a time I think it's going to go beyond your own skill set with law. And because there's a healing component that you're carrying. You're carrying a healing gift. And you're carrying something to not just to fight for the down and out, but it's almost like you're carrying something to bring people into healing. And really, the youth, it's like I see this next generation that has been fighting for their own breath, fighting for their own place. And I see how you fought for your place. You fought for the things that you have. But God wants to see someone fight for this next generation. And I see you fighting for this next generation that they would get all of the goodness of God and that they would not be deterred. They would not turn away from his face. And so I see you bringing a brilliant example of God's goodness and the light that's going to shine off of you to bring healing to the next generation. And I see I also see you consulting, but it's you're going to be consulting outside of governmental situations. And I see you consulting people in regard to their families and how to really touch the next generation in their families and bring healing and bring hope and bring restoration. And I see like God's honoring you as a father. God's honoring you and putting an honor on your face that this would be a time of a double portion of honor. And there's an excellence that you carry. But you're going to begin to see the restoration of your generations. and the things that you that have been disarrayed or out of order in your generations come back into divine order, and justice will be served. And I just see that God will begin to he'll have the last laugh about this. And you're going to see it, and you're going to laugh. It's going to fill your heart with joy, and it's going to be overwhelming abundance. And so I bless you with this, man. You know, also saw, it's almost like you did some heavy lifting. Did you tear something in your arm or tear something in your muscle? No tear, like your back at all?
I've had some issues with my back.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you for healing, complete restoration from the top of his head down the soles of his feet. I bless him, Lord. I bless him in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blessing, Lord. Did you have family in the Northeast? No? Okay. Do you have family right now there? Okay, I do see a connection. I see a connection in the Northeast that God's going to begin to establish a connection, something there, and going back and forth. And so I bless you, man. Whatever that leads to, I'm not sure, but he'll make it make sense. And so, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for doing this, Lord. You're awesome, God. You're awesome. Yeah. And what's your name? Are you with him? You know him? Yeah. Heather, awesome. Heather, you've got almost like you got this fire in you, and you got this like you're like, man, I know what's gonna happen. I know what I know what's coming. I know what we're supposed to do, and I see you praying these things, and I see you believing God for these things. And I just feel like this is not a time where you're going to be disappointed. And you're going to see the desire that you've been believing for. And the tree, it's going to be like a tree of life. The desire is going to be like a tree of life. And it's going to be sustainable. It's going to be things that you've been believing God for years. And it's going to be sustainable. And it's going to be an outpouring of his presence upon you. And so I bless that in you. And I thank God for that. Yeah, and the things that you've come out of, even things, because they're dysfunctional. They're just like, wow, how did I get stuck in that? And I see God gave you wisdom when you came out. He gave you wisdom when you came out of the thing that you were stuck in. And now I even see you rescuing people out of similar situations. I see you bringing people into freedom. I see deliverance. I see liberty. Healing is going to break out. And it's time to be an advocate for those. And so I bless you in your advocacy. I bless you in the ability to fight for those who have no voice. And you're going to see the voiceless have hope and healing because of you. And so I bless that in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. Isn't that good? I need a water. I need a fresh water. I think somebody have a water? Oh, man. God is so good, huh? Wow. How you guys doing? I want to prophesy something to you. This is about you and I. Listen, we're going to be coming into a destiny time. A destiny time. And I want to prophesy something to you. This year is Isaiah 30:26. Says that about this year. Isaiah 30:26. It says, moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. This is a time where we're going to see a shift in God's people, as they're getting healed and the healing presence of Jesus breaks out, that we're going to start to see a shift in the atmosphere. And I believe that there is a divine relationship between the healing that takes place in you and what is going on in the world today. How deep we go in healing will determine just how bright the sun shines. And we're waiting for things to turn around. We're waiting for things, but I believe it starts in us. And this house, I believe, is called to be a house of healing. It's called to be a house of healing and a place for recovery, a place for people who are addicted, a place for people who have been abused, a place for people who've been neglected, a place for people who are in despair, a place for people who are struck with cancer, sickness, disease, and that healing would be in this house. And I believe, Jay, that this house is called to be a house of healing, and you're going to see that healing is going to break out. And this is a time to preach about it, to talk about it, to speak about it, and to go after healing. And that healing will be the children's bread in this house. People will come to be healed of cancer. People will be will come to be healed of mental illnesses and different types of problems in their bodies and their backs and fibromyalgias and all this stuff. And I believe that the Lord is calling you to be a voice for healing in this time. And I see even a voice for healing over social justice issues, and that you're going to fight the good fight in a public arena. And this is going to be a time where you're an advocate for those, not just in the house of God, outside the house of God, and fight for them and bring healing and hope and restoration. And so it's time. I feel like you two as a pair are carrying a healing dynamic. And when you guys pray together, people are going to be healed of some of the most radical things. But you're going to find opportunity that is going to come your way to reach out beyond the four walls of the church. And it's going to have to restructure the way that you guys do things here. And restructure the way that you've been you're facilitating things, because it's going to be about getting outside of the house and getting into situations involving social issues of the day. And some of the poor, some of the issues dealing with poverty and the destruction of the poor is their poverty. And the Lord wants you to fight for those who've been impoverished. Fight for those who've been in poverty situations. And they've been kicked out of their houses and displaced. And you're going to restore the city streets to dwell in. And so I see this area around here that God wants to begin to revive and restore this area. And he wants to begin to acquire some land in this area and begin to put houses for people to live in. And people are going to be healed in these houses. They're going to be healed up in these houses. And they're going to be restoration homes and reconciliation homes. But I see a blueprint that's coming down from heaven to actually give you the design, the pattern of how to build for the future. There's something sustainable. And I see that this, the thing that God's called you guys to is not just church as usual. In fact, I see there's something for you guys like community centers and community, a place for community. And like I'm talking about, I see a pool and I see basketball courts and I see like people getting built up, you know, and people meeting over various things and even physical transformation for their bodies. And I see the Lord bringing about something for this area. And so I bless you guys in that. Can we just bless them with this? Come on. And that's good. Lord, we just thank you for the outpouring in this house. The outpouring of your presence, God. Shoo. You're going to begin to see, I see real wealth coming to this house. True wealth. Wealth that is from the kingdom. And so now is the time to see it. I bless it in Jesus' name that you would see it and seize it. You would grab a hold of it. In the name of Jesus. Come on, all God's people said, amen, amen. Whew. Isn't that good? Yeah. I want to bless you guys individually. If you could do something for me, if you would stand up, everyone stand up. I feel like this is a time for abundance to break out to you. Abundance. Could you just reach up and grab that right now? Reach up and grab that. Lord, we just thank you for that right now. We just thank you for that. You know, Chris, I just saw abundance coming on you, and it's going to be triple. For you and Cindy, I just see the word triple over you. And I don't feel like it's a time to double it. I think it's time to triple it. And so God's going to break out for you guys. And there's going to be times of investment in the days ahead. And you're going to start to see investment opportunities and investment vehicles for you guys. Cindy, I just see on you the things that you've been desiring to do for a long time. This is the time. This is a season to step in. And I just feel like God's saying, what's in your hand? What do you have in your hand to do? And what do you have in your ability to do? And you're going to do it. And you're going to see God's goodness break out because of it. And some of the network that you've known in the past and the places of your network or the way that things were set up in the past, it's time to mend those nets and restructure things. And you're going to start to see a new network emerge. And I see you beginning to establish a network of people across the nation that you're reaching out, you're coaching, you're consulting, you're pouring into, you're investing, and there are people that are going to fly you out. There are people that are going to bring you out, and you're going to sit in their midst and speak to them about kingdom ways, and they're going to hear the goodness of God come off of you, and you're going to declare and prophesy a thing to them, and it's going to be good. Wow. Come on. Come on. And so I bless that in you. I bless that in you in Jesus' name. Come on. Isn't that good? Whoa. Wow. Whew. That's good. Hey, man, what's your name? Empire Strikes Back. What's your name, buddy? Ryer? Nice to meet you, buddy. Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing? Good, good. You know, I see God on you. This is a relaunch for you. And you're in a relaunch season. And it's time for leadership to come upon you. And it's time for you to step into a place to lead and to lead well. And you've learned almost the sensitivities and the gentleness of Jesus in this time. And you're going to lead out of gentleness, and it's going to lead people into the promises. And so I bless that in you. There's going to be some things, even in entrepreneurial things that you're carrying, that God's aligning for you in this time. And I see different things regarding entrepreneurial activity. And I see almost like, landscaping. And I see taking care of properties. And I see fixing up, I see like a computer company. And I see like different things that you have, like, man, I got so many different things going on at once. And God's going to give you the ability to multitask, and he's going to give you the ability to delegate. And so I bless that in you, man, in Jesus' name. Come on, isn't that good? Yeah. Come on, God is good, huh? Yeah. Well, guys, I bless you. I want to let you know I'm going to be signing some books after this, and I won't sign anybody else's book, only my own. But I'm going to be here tomorrow morning with you as well. And so if you don't have a host house to go to, a host home to go to for Sunday morning, I'll be here. And we're just going to go after God and continue to minister, continue to prophesy, and continue to do what we're doing right now. And so I want to bless you. Father, right now, pour out your presence upon every individual. Let healing come. Let miracles come. Let signs and wonders come. And let them experience all of your goodness in Jesus' powerful name.